This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by BASF Revitech. I'm Riley Smith. The turkey inventory is squeezed as Thanksgiving approaches. We'll have more right after this.
Imagine having more days of perfect weather, a combine that's more powerful, or even more soybean bushels per acre at harvest. With Revitech fungicide, you don't have to imagine that last one, because it's proven to deliver up to 9.5 more soybean bushels per acre than the competition. With results like that, it's easy to see why Revitech fungicide is the number one recommended fungicide by soybean farmers. Visit Revitech.com and talk to your BASF retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
As the weather turns cooler across the U.S., many shoppers are beginning to plan holiday meals. American Farm Bureau Federation economist Barrett Nelson said USDA's latest Turkeys Raised report gives us some important insight on the size of the U.S. flock ahead of Thanksgiving.
Now, this number came in estimated at 195 million turkeys raised in 2025. This is down about 3% from 200 million turkeys raised in 2024. Now, if we look a little bit further back, this is down 16% from about 10 years ago and 35% from the peak of the report, which had about 301 million turkeys being raised in 1996.
Nelson said turkey farmers saw some good news on the HPAI front throughout the last few months, but the situation is starting to change.
We had very few detections throughout the summer. If we looked at June, there was just a couple detections, none in July, and just a couple in August to kind of round out the month. But now as we've gotten into September, cases have started to pick back up again. There have been 15 additional detections in September. This has affected about 3.75 million birds.
Nelson said there is some good news, though, as turkeys for Thanksgiving are already in the pipeline and shouldn't see too much impact due to the rising number of avian influenza cases.
It shouldn't have a major impact going forward on the prices as we get closer to Thanksgiving. I think you'll see a little bit more consistency. The prices are definitely higher than last year. We see that uptick right now in the wholesale price by about 40%. So we'll definitely see some price increases there, but I don't think they're going to go a whole lot higher above where they're at.
For more information, visit fb.org. For Money Matters, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.